Landmines have been a deadly part of conflict since at least the Civil War in this country. Now, in Ukraine, areas liberated from Russian occupation face tens of thousands of unexploded shells. By one estimate, mines have already killed nearly 200 civilians since the start of this war. The world's largest charity devoted to landmine clearance is Halo Trust, and we have on the line the CEO, Major General James Cowan, retired British Army officer. General Cowan, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you very much, Scott.
I understand you're just back from Ukraine to assess the landmines on farmlands and other places. What does the problem look like?
This is an area the size of Michigan that is currently contaminated by landmines and other unexploded ordnance. It's an absolutely vast area. So this is, by the reckoning of the World Bank, going to cost about $37 billion to clear. So people are scared to go back. However, some people are desperate and they are returning home, and numbers of people are being killed. And the people who are most at risk really are farmers, because they have to farm their land, and quite a large number of tractors and other farm machinery have been destroyed and the farmers killed inside of them as they attempt to do this. So given that Ukraine is the world's fifth largest wheat producer, it's absolutely vital that its farmland is got back into safe use as quickly as possible.
I understand some landmines are easy to detect and see, say with metal detectors. Some are the size of a pizza in the U.S., but others are made of plastic, hard to detect, and some are very tiny. Is that right?
Yeah, landmines really come in two sorts. The bigger anti-tank mines are, as you say, about the size of a 12-inch pizza. They are extremely dangerous and will destroy a tractor or a vehicle of any description. The smaller anti-personnel mines are much, much smaller and are designed actually in the cruelest way, not to kill, but to maim, and therefore force a soldier who's lost a limb off the battlefield and to be carried off by two other soldiers. So it takes three people off the battlefield. But of course, the really cruel aspect of these devices is that, as you say, they are plastic, they're hermetically sealed, they don't really allow water inside. So they remain active for not just days, but weeks, months, years, decades after the event. And of course, it isn't soldiers then who die, but it's innocent civilians.
So how hard or easy is it to find them and clear them for professionals? What tools do they have here?
So the first thing I'd say is that we use a lot of technology. We use drones, we use mechanical assets, we use ground penetrating radar, we use metal detection to find and identify where the mines are. But in areas that are more complicated, in woods or in urban areas, then we will use humans, our highly trained deminers. What we do is we employ local people. So of the 700 staff we currently employ in Ukraine, only 18 of them aren't Ukrainians. They're all local people. And one of the things we're very keen on doing is, whilst a lot of the men are now being mobilized into the army, this means that we are actively seeking women to join our ranks. And women make particularly good deminers because they pay very, very close attention to detail and they're extremely courageous. So a large number of our deminers in Ukraine and indeed around the world are women.
How long will this take? The way you describe it, it sounds like, I don't know, months, years?
Yeah, I think a very simple and slightly misleading rule of thumb is that one day of fighting requires 1 month of clearance. And this war, as you know, has now been going for a very long time. There's now over 400 days of fighting. So that would be 400 months of clearance.
Finally, General, what do you glean about Russian military intentions with these mines?
Well, you know, I was a soldier. And my view is that what we're witnessing now is the Russians moving over to the defensive, their spring offensive never really got started, and all that's left of them now is to be on the defensive. And of course, one of the primary weapons of the defense is the minefield. And they are laying literally millions of landmines, both anti-tank and anti-personnel. And that will be one of the great humanitarian challenges of our decade, to clear this land and to make it safe. Unless we can remove landmines and other unexploded ordnance, nobody can go home. Nobody can live in peace and security or farm their fields in safety without this work. So that's why it's so vital.
Major General James Cowan is CEO of the Halo Trust, the world's largest landmine clearance charity. General, best to your team, and thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to talk to you.